you know, so it was, I couldn't win for losing. When you set the table for dinner, what all do you put on the table? Just name all the stuff that you're going to put out for setting the table.
Well, according to what you're going to drink, it'd be glasses. You'd always drink tea, plates.
Yeah.
What you're going to have. You're going to have coffee, well, it'll be coffee cups.
Okay. And you got to have those things that you eat with.
Spoon, knife, and fork.
Okay. And if you, excuse me, if you're going to have steak, and it was kind of tough, you might have to put out steak. What?
Well, we got steak knives. Cut with.
We've got steak knives, but they might as well not be steak knives. They're so dull.
Yeah, well, ours cuts good, you know. I was lucky. I was over here at Barber one day, and they come. The guy come up there selling them, and this cost $10 for a set of them.
That's a good deal.
Mm-hmm. They sure have been good.
Mm-hmm. You know, all our knives we've had ever since we've been married, and we've been married about, let's see, next month we'll be married 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband never sharpens knives. And so we've got the world's dullest knives. Mm-hmm. You can't even cut a tomato, you know, without squashing it, because the knives are so dull. Let's see. After a woman washes the dishes, then she does what? Give them in clear water.
Oh, rinses them.
Okay. What do you call that cloth or rag that you use for washing dishes?
Dish rag.
Okay. Mm. What do you call that kind of cloth or rag that you use for drying the dishes?
Well, a towel.
Okay.
Dish towel.
Okay. What do you call that little square of terry cloth that you use to wash your face with?
I call it just a face wash rag. This a wash rag.
Let's see. If you wanted just a drink of water, you'd go over to the sink and turn on the what?
Hydrant.
Okay. And if it was outside in the backyard, what would you call it?
I'd still call it a hydrant.
Okay. It used to be, sometimes if there were men out working on a construction project or something, they'd have a big water can. And they had a little gizmo on the side, you know, where you could get the water out. What would you call it then?
I'd call it water can.
Okay. What if it had a little button you could push? What would you call it?
Still be a water can, I guess. Okay. I don't know.
Sometimes if it's real cold, you'd say, it was so cold last night, our water pipes did what?
Froze.
Yeah, okay, and after they froze, didn't they?
You got to be thawed out, bust them.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Sometimes.
Does that ever happen to you?
Oh, yeah.
Did it happen this winter? We had a bad winter.
Yeah, we had them bust out there at Dearborn.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
We had a bad winter. I was down in Austin most of the winter, so we didn't get it so bad, you know?
Yeah.
Did you ever have a winter where you had them all bust?
No. Not all of them. We tried to drain ours, but we didn't this last year. I don't know. We got in the tanks, got a valve drops down over that whole rubber to close it, and I let the water get loose out there, and it's back in there, and you can't get over in there without draining to get it fixed, and I didn't have it to, you know, you pick it up. And it set, kind of like that, they'd just sit right down over the water that comes out, and keep it out of the pipes.
Uh-huh.
Could drain it out down to the stock tank down there.
Yeah. You get in trouble if it gets too cold and you got water in those pipes, I guess.
Yeah. Well, if it don't freeze, it gets froze up, takes you so long to get it thawed out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Have you ever had the house pipes freeze?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
we had them
fun.
Once where we couldn't get water in here.
Uh-huh. That's bad.
Yeah.